Play ball.
This is the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Erpine. It is great to be with you on this gorgeous Tuesday on Twitter at James Erpine at Locked On Reds. Subscribe iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast, including LockedOnReds.com, where right now there's a ton. If you haven't been to LockedOnReds.com, I highly suggest it. Not only can you watch video of Taylor Trammell talking hitting, his future, and so much more, you can watch Brandon Phillips and Bronson Arroyo on the same baseball field. Again, I've written about Scooter Gennett. Every single podcast is posted up there. That and so much more in one spot. LockedOnReds.com. And you're going to hear about 5 minutes of Joey Votto on Intentional Talk today, because he was on yesterday before the Home Run Derby, and I loved it. But first, I want to start with the Home Run Derby. I want to start with what the Home Run Derby is, with what the Home Run Derby was last night, and it was one thing, a lot of damn fun. The Home Run Derby, so much fun, man. I mean, it's great. They have the format down. You got buzzer-beating home runs. I'm not going to talk about the, oh my God, Bryce Harper cheated. No, it was must-watch television if you're a baseball fan. Obviously, you're a Reds fan or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. And the reality is I was glued to my TV yesterday, paying attention to everyone, every single contestant. I was curious to see who would win. I didn't really know. Yes, my money was on Bryce Harper if I was betting. That being said, Kyle Schwarber, who's from Middletown, which is really close here to Cincinnati, a local product, I thought that he had a good shot, and he did. I thought he was going to win. Bryce Harper surges. What a great event that is. In fact, I like that more than the All-Star game. I talked about that on my show today on Cincy 360. It airs every single weekday, noon to 1 on ESPN 1530. It's just, it was must watch. Edge of your seat. You don't know who's going to win. It was timed, so you know how long it's going to take. You had breaks in between where you could get up and go to the fridge or get up and do this or do the laundry. I was folding laundry as I was watching it yesterday. But the reality is the Home Run Derby is the one thing baseball gets right and nails it. And there's all this talk in the commissioner, because it's the All-Star week, the commissioner is going around and basically being interviewed. He's been interviewed by Mike and Mike. Rob Manfred has. He's been interviewed by Dan Patrick. He's been interviewed by all these different outlets. And all of them bring up the shift, defensive shifts, and if they should be banned or outlawed, etc. And I just laugh that that's where baseball is at, because of course not. They shouldn't be banned. They shouldn't be thrown away. There shouldn't be a rule change. None of that. Why would there be? That's like saying, oh my God, the Warriors are so good, you need to change the 3-point line. Or, oh my goodness, I can't believe NFL teams put 8 in the box against some of the best running backs, whether it was a Barry Sanders back in the day, or recently, let's use Le'Veon Bell, who's in the news. The reality is no, you shouldn't. And I hate that it's a topic, and it shouldn't be a topic. And the reality is that baseball players need to adjust, like Joey Votto needs to adjust, like Bryce Harper, who, even though he won the Home Run Derby yesterday, his agent whined and bitched and moaned about the shifts in baseball. There's so many things baseball does wrong when it showcases, or lack thereof, the lack of showcasing their stars. It got last night right. When you turned on the TV yesterday, were you interested? Because odds are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're a pretty serious Reds fan, right? Or at least a serious baseball fan. I'll tell you this. The casual fan, I'm speaking for most fans here, I think the casual baseball fan, if they tuned in and watched the Home Run Derby yesterday, they were a fan of it. They were excited about it. They thought that it was a great event. I bet they were entertained. And that's something that baseball got right. For one night, baseball, and I don't think really they get the All-Star game right. I don't think the All-Star game is must watch. I will be watching it. I'll probably talk about it tomorrow. I'll talk about tonight a little bit as well, right here today on the Locked On Reds podcast. But the reality is baseball gets a lot wrong. It doesn't showcase its stars. That's just something, that's the reality of baseball. It did last night. It got last night right. And I'm excited for that. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. I'd be really excited if Joey Votto hit in the Home Run Derby. And I know what you're probably saying. Oh, well, Joey Votto, he's not a home run hitter. Why would he be in the home run derby ever? He's 35. He's going to be 35. Why would he? Well, Todd Frazier won it. Most home runs he's hit is 40. Most Votto's hit is 37. He's right in there. Last year, Votto had 36. He's one of the best hitters in the game. And I think it would be very intriguing. I would probably pick him to win. That sounds crazy, right? I think Joey Votto could win a home run derby. I think he's that great of a hitter. I do. Now, you might think I'm crazy, but that's the reality. That's what I'm looking at. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how he does tonight. He does not have a hit in the All-Star game. This is his sixth All-Star game. Can he get a hit tonight? Is this Scooter Gennett's first and last All-Star game? I think the reality is that is probably the case, given the nature of the second base position in the National League. You got Javi Baez. You got the kid in Atlanta, Albies. And they're really good, and they're younger. And Albies is, at least. And so Scooter Gennett, this might be it for him. Can he get a hit? Eugenio Suarez, I think Eugenio Suarez, the reason I like him so much out of the three to make the most All-Star games moving forward, he's 26, he's surging, and I think that he hasn't reached his full potential yet. Like, I think Scooter Gennett's probably tapped out. I'm not sure if Joey Votto honestly deserved the All-Star bid, All-Star appearance this year. He got it partially because he's Joey Votto. I don't think he has another MVP caliber season in front of him like he did last year, and that's what he had last year, was an MVP type season. So I really think that this is, as a Reds fan, a night you want to remember, a night you want to savor as much as possible. And my other hope for tonight is that the Reds, all three infielders, get on the field at the same time. First base, second base, third base. How cool would that be to see all three on the field at the same time? You're going to hear from Joey Votto on his appearance on Intentional Talk, which includes a story about cornrows. Yes, Joey Votto, once upon a time, had cornrows. You'll hear from that, or you'll hear from him coming up in just a second here on the Locked On Reds podcast. But first, this episode is sponsored by Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E. Core Essentials makes the best belt you'll ever own. What makes the Core Track belt so awesome? No belt holes. Instead, their belts use a hidden track in the back of the belt with over 40 size points to choose from. It's over 40 size points to choose from. I have two of these belts. This isn't me just reading off something that I haven't used. They have wallets. They have belts. And it will match your waist exactly. It's great. And each point on the Core Track belt is just a quarter inch apart. That simple. Small innovation means you get a precise, steady, and comfortable fit every time you put it on. Removing or adjusting your track belt is simple. There's a small tab that you pinch. I've worn these on television. I've worn them to weddings, and you should certainly look into the Core Track belt. They ship one size to fit every waist, from size 22 to 44 inches, and they have an XL belt that goes up to 54 inches. You adjust the size yourself using their easy guide. They have fashion belts, double stitch, full grain leather, and smooth belts with no stitching, as well as gun belts for concealed carry if you're interested in that. And Core's men's belts carry a 30-day money-back guarantee and a full one-year warranty against all defects, unusual wear, or breakage. So feel confident when you shop and know that you're covered. But trust me, you're going to love it and want to get rid of all your other belts. It's funny, when I got mine, I threw away two belts. I'm not lying to you either, because I have a black one and I have a brown. I was like, well, that's it. I don't need any other belts. I have one more casual belt, but CoreEssentials.com, it's the place for casual, dressy belts. Go to CoreEssentials.com to learn more and get your own track belt to see firsthand why it's the best belt you'll ever own. Seriously, once you go Core Track, you'll never go back. And we've got a special offer just for our listeners. Save 10% off your order when you use code LOCKEDON. That's L-O-C-K-E-D-O-N at checkout. That's Core with a K, CoreEssentials.com. Use the code LOCKEDON to save 10% off your order. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. I mentioned Joey Votto. I mentioned Intentional Talk. I thought this was worth your time. It's about 5 minutes, and it's Joey Votto's conversation with the guys from Intentional Talk yesterday during the Home Run Derby.
Joined by Joey Votto. Sorry we're out of breath, dude. This is what happens when two guys who are almost 50 have to run
five
down to a set.
5 seconds! You guys, going live!
You guys have been sitting here for like 5 minutes. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I think getting your heart rate down to average... No good?
No.
What's going on?
Real quick, I'll owe you $100.
Is that a real Rolex?
Folex.
Okay. You haven't played in a while.
I owe you $100. I know you're rich. Are you rich still or no? Have you blown it yet? I'm running the tires.
I'm living paycheck to paycheck.
You're in the Millar clan.
But that's
like
between
that.
Me and my accountant. So.
Hey, I owe you $100. I said if we can get a player on, it's $100. So there, take that.
You're kidding me. This is for me?
It's for you, Joey. I tell you right now. You
have to sign it. Put it on your wall.
No, you can't. That's illegal.
Yeah, it's
Why?
Illegal.
You can't touch tender.
First of all,
wait a second. Is that a Canadian rule or is that a Canadian?
Well, first of all, as a Canadian, it's probably a bad idea for me to sign American tender. But as a Canadian, I know you can't do that.
You know what? Let's play. The joke's over. Give me that dollar back. I'm paycheck to paycheck, Joe. I got $1,200 in my checking account.
And four kids.
Yeah. I didn't make a AA All-Star game, though, because he asked me. Go ahead, ask
me. Yeah,
ask.
We were talking about that before. I asked you if you had made the All-Star team. This is off camera. Hey, you make an All-Star team? Yeah, AA All-Star team. I said, ooh.
Hey, he felt bad.
I need to, oh,
he felt bad. He goes, Kevin, I'm really sorry to ask you that question. No, it's perfect. Ask me that question. It's one I'd ask. Player of the year 1997 for the Portland Sea Dogs. I was 37. I was in AA, dominating life.
What were your numbers?
342, 32, and a $130. Is that good?
That's strong. For the minor leagues, that's...
They
That's
almost
really
got me
good.
Out for the minor leagues.
Hey, that's really good.
Say, Joey, the Athletic just did a really interesting column. They asked players, like 240 players, to vote on, you know, most intimidating pitcher, most intimidating, all sorts of stuff. Nicest guy to talk to among first basemen. Do you know who won that vote?
Freddie Freeman?
That's what I said. He finished, like, second or third.
Who'd they pick?
A runaway.
Okay, all right.
Explain to us.
Hold on a second. Felipe Vasquez from the Pittsburgh Pirates, okay?
Uh-huh.
In his first All-Star game, we don't know each other, okay? I'm terrified of this guy.
Yeah.
Lefty, 101.
Yeah.
First pitch he throws to me that I ever face, he's with the Nationals here in Washington.
Right.
Actually, we're in Cincinnati. Right over my head. Next pitch, right underneath my chin, okay?
Yeah.
We're 2-0, throws one in, 3-0, I take the walk. He gets traded to the Pirates, he's in the division. Now, all of a sudden, sharpening up, better slider, throwing strikes forever. I still think he's going to hit me in the head. Okay?
Right.
Now, we're in the clubhouse. We don't know each other. Okay? He says, you know, a lot of people tell me you're not a very nice guy. Like, you're weird. You're mean. Okay? And I don't know who's telling you those things. I think I'm kind of a nice guy. I think I've got a good reputation.
Yeah.
But really deep down inside, I want to say, hey, who the heck do you think you are talking to me that way? Like, bow up on him sort of thing. But then I think, oh, he'll hit me in the head at 101.
Yeah.
And you can't come back from that ever.
No. That's what I said. You're like the Dos Equis old guy that used to have that job, like the most treating guy. Because people, like the fans you play jokes with, love it. The skits that you have. And it goes back to Paul Bacco. Locked in. He goes, lock in on Joey Votto. He's one of the greatest behind the scenes. But, like, the straight face got me on the freaking, what was that, Bounty?
The Bounty.
I've been lucky. I've had good teammates. Paul was a good one. Scott Rowland was a great one. They taught me how to be pro, but then have a great time.
Right.
How to fool with somebody, but stay on the game every single game. I was very lucky. I mean, I've seen you and he interact, but he also had great things to say about you as a teammate. I loved him. Paul was super pro. Mad Dog Maddox came from him.
Yep.
The two of them worked together, but who could be more pro than Greg Maddox? I mean, it gets handed down.
You validate each other, right?
Exactly
you can't
right.
play with everybody. You
exactly
got to go like,
right.
hey, how's Votto?
No.
Great dude.
Yeah.
And then you're in.
Exactly right.
Dave Roberts, great dude, by the way.
Yeah. As I get older, I'm playing. Like last night, for example, I was having dinner with a big group of people.
Did you pay?
It's funny. It's through my – so it was an agent – our agent hosted it.
Hold on a second.
Our agent hosted it. And he's like, I got the bill, guys. But really, I'm like, how dare you?
Do you?
You took
are you
5%
kidding me?
Of that?
Do you?
I can do the math. It's about 13 mil. I mean, what are we talking about here? Who's really picking up the meal? Anyways, Fernando Tatis Jr. is across the table. I say, what's up? Good to meet you. He's 17 or whatever the heck, the next superstar or whatever.
Right.
But his pop's there. And I say, oh, my goodness, very good to meet you. I play with him. So I'm kind of bridging the gap between the two generations where it's like an older generation. Dave Roberts, I think I played against him.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we got about 45 seconds left. We're doing a vote here. Millar on his birthday, September 24th, is going with a new look. You will be the first player to vote. So take your likeness there and stick with which look do you like to do that?
Yep.
So we'll hopefully hear it as he's... There goes Joey Votto.
Yep. Almost blew out, by the way. You almost blew out.
Sorry. Oh, he's going bald. All right, get back over here real quick and explain to us why you went bald instead of cornrows. About 20 seconds.
Funny. So I'm bald now, right?
Right.
But I've actually worn the cornrows before. Maintenance on them is tough.
Maintenance is tough.
On them
Where
is
did
tough.
You wear those?
But we've all went through a dark area in our life, Chris.
Got it.
Bronson Arroyo was my inspiration. I rocked
him. Mine too.
You're next. So,
Joey, it is always great visiting with
you. Thanks for having me on.
Please. Come back and visit. You guys are playing such good baseball.
Too. Most people in baseball
nicest
don't mean what they
guy
say.
Guy at first base, Joey Votto.
That's really good stuff. I thought it was really interesting. Look, Joey Votto is a great storyteller. The thing that stood out to everyone was the cornrows comment. I couldn't imagine Joey Votto with cornrows. And if that picture comes out, holy moly. Right? I mean, he played baseball. He admitted it. He played baseball with said cornrows. So I wonder when that picture will come out. You know it will at some point. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you so much for listening today. A quick reminder. We will be back tomorrow with an All-Star Game recap. I'll recap what Scooter Gennett did, what Joey Votto did, what Eugenio Suarez did. We'll talk about the future, and we'll start looking to the second half of the season. 66 games remain. How many can the Reds win? You know how many I'd love for them to win? Let's see if they can go 40-26. That's unrealistic, right? But that'd be cool. Hey, maybe 38-28, get to 500. I'm James Erpine. Have a great night. Enjoy the All-Star Game. Back at it tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening today on the Locked On Reds podcast.